You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Memphis 234-984 to support kids in the Memphis area. Donations will be matched. It's brought to you by Laurel Wood Shopping Center.
Support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals to help kids like me.
Looking for the best prices on shirts, jeans, boots, and more? Frontier Western Store has you covered. At Frontier, you'll always find amazing deals on everything in the store. Unlike online and chain stores that run occasional sales, Frontier keeps prices low every single day, so you get the best deal whenever you shop. Be ready for winter with a full line of outerwear by Ariat and Carhartt. Beanies and coats galore, and then there's Frontier's world-famous boot showroom. Come shop new styles by Ariat, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, Frontier is the place. See thousands of boots by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and many more with daily arrivals. And Frontier makes Christmas shopping easy because everyone loves to see a new pair of boots under the tree. For the lowest prices every day, visit Frontier Western Store at 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
If you've been diagnosed with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, this is what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Imagine being a million miles away. Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy. With Tremfya, clearer skin is possible. In clinical trials, at least 70% of patients saw at least 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks. Results may vary. Tremfya is also indicated for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Tennessee. T&C Supply. In app only.
What does the ringing of a bell mean to you? As a child, it sparked joy, knowing Christmas was close, everything shining with hope and possibility. As an adult, that bell calls me to give with joy so that others can experience hope and feel the possibility of a better life. When the Salvation Army bell ringers are out, they ring for the Purdue Center of Hope, giving 120 women and children shelter, meals, counseling, job training, and renewed strength. So when you hear the bell ringing this year, please give with joy.
Hi, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell, America's largest family law firm. During this time of year, difficult relationships sometimes become impossible. If you or someone you care about is facing a family law issue, let us set up a one-hour Cordell consult. The Cordell consult is a meeting with a local attorney who will give you clear guidance about your options, whether it's a separation, a postnuptial agreement, divorce, or custody. Take the first step. Visit CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis. Because when you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. Ask Jeff Calkins. He just used Black Tie. And he was raving about Black Tie Moving. He loved using them. Of course, I referred him to Black Tie Moving. You can do the same. Let them know I sent you. They'll take care of the move for you. They'll show up on time. They'll stay on budget. They are the best. Call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right. We do have officially some charges here on Michigan, former Michigan coach, Sharon Moore. He did appear in court today, and he has been charged with one felony and two misdemeanors. Home invasion in the third degree in violation of whatever law this is, for allegedly unlawfully entering the victim's residence to commit the crime of stalking and committing the crime while in the residence. Home invasion in the third degree is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $2,000 fine. He's also been charged with stalking for allegedly engaging in a willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of the victim. It's a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And then breaking and entering or entering without breaking, allegedly unlawfully entering the dwelling of a victim with whom Mr. Moore had a dating relationship. Violation of the statute is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. Again, in the American justice system, you are innocent until proven guilty. I do want to stress that. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good for Sharon Moore. Obviously, felony charge here. Dan Wilkin kind of put it, I thought, appropriately yesterday that Sharon Moore, in terms of the preamble to this, the actual choices that he made. He's not the first football coach to make those choices, and he's not going to be the last. That's just the reality of it. Obviously, this is escalating it, you know, to a criminal level, and that will play out, you know, in the courts. But obviously, you know, it's a tragic situation for everybody involved. I feel for his family. This is all playing out publicly. He's got three kids. You know, that's to me the worst part about it is that, you know, the kids are going to see this and have to deal with this and all the fallout. So no word on what Michigan is going to do. They don't have a lot of time, although, you know, it does seem like, Jason,
there's something out there from Thamel about no DeBoer, right? Or DeBoer, Kalen DeBoer. Maybe not. Maybe he didn't rule it out, I don't think, but there was something. Maybe we were talking about the opening.
Yeah, Kenny Dillingham has surged. Mm-hmm. He's third at Kalshi. Kalen DeBoer is still second, but Jed Fish is your leader right now. I do think that because this was like, I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. There were Michigan State accounts that knew about this stuff a month ago. So if they knew about it, I have to believe that Michigan administrators at least had in the back of their mind that this could happen.
I mean, the AD's getting fired, bro. Is what a lot of people are speculating and now predicting at this point. You know, what he knew, how long he allowed this to go on, because as you said, there's been, you know, word about this affair for a long time.
Right.
And I think they had gotten it to a point where they said, you have to relieve her of her duties. That's when she went back and made the affair, you know, laid it out in front of Michigan. Well, how much did you know beforehand? How far did you let this go? He's, you know, Ward Manuel is the one there. And so you wonder, in terms of his handling of this, if his job's on the line as well. There's a movie called Falling Down, Michael Douglas. I think it's back in, you know me, my old
80s. Oh, it was in the 80s.
This one's 90s, I think, early 90s, 93. I went back and looked. And it just, of a guy that's just unraveling. And so much to the point that, like, at the end of the, you know, he's pulling out guns and everything else. In this case, Sharon had a knife, allegedly, yeah, or whatever. And it just, it seems like someone who is literally just kind of coming unraveled.
Yeah.
And seriously, where he's at right now, his mind, having spent all this time in jail, I can't imagine. Because thinking about your family and how you're going to deal with this, it must be overwhelming. I will say this. I told this, and I'm gonna tell my son this afternoon when I pick him up. This morning, we were seeing more details about this story and how Sharon had blown it and all this and what he's going to be facing, and he was going to be arraigned and all that, but you read more about the knife and all this stuff.
Yep.
And I was telling my son, sitting in the car line, I was like, man, and trying to, in some way, educate him on good and bad choices. So I said this thing. I said, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me, son. You know, you're not going to make a decision like that when you've got so much on the line. But the fact is, and this is where I'm going to, I was corrected later as I drove off, sort of by, in this case, whatever, the spirit. Yes, to me, the spirit, but whatever you all would call it. Maybe it's just our conscience. That it could be all of us.
Could be.
Because who knows, once you're in that position and you've got that power, and again, Sharon had a great deal of power as the leader of that Michigan program, so much so he can name an executive assistant and all this stuff. And when you are full of that, because look at me, I just came on here in awe of The Reckoning, the P. Diddy documentary, where this is a case. It feels like P. Diddy allowed the power, the fame, the you know, everything that comes with it to, you know, make you think you're above it all, maybe in a way that you become God. And so to go back to a little story, that's what I need to, when I see my son, this can be all of us.
You
get, not to say we would make the mistake Sharon would make, we would make these moves, but it could be, because until you are in those shoes,
that's,
and
right,
you're filled up with all of that,
that's right,
who knows how we respond in the end. It's the flesh, it's our individual decisions. And so I just, you know,
I mean, I would like to believe that I would not, you know, be involved in the criminal side, yep, of it, right? I would like to believe that I would not react in that way. But can I say that if I'm making $30 million and I'm in the most public, you know, powerful position in the entire state of Michigan, that, right, I, you know, wouldn't act an ass occasionally? Right.
Like Dan said, we've seen these cases a lot where guys are, yeah, you know, possibly abusing their power in terms, right, of having some of these favors. Maybe some of them aren't abuses. But back to that, I think my point in this, and say, when I said it couldn't be me, it almost, I'm assuming with my son, came across as I'm above that.
Right.
It shouldn't. That's the part I need. We're all human to that point, and we're, yep, all capable of making these sorts of mistakes. And,
yep,
and sure, watching folks make them can certainly help us in not making those decisions.
Sure.
But ultimately, once we're in that spot, you know, I think we're all capable of unraveling.
For sure.
In a way. Maybe it doesn't look like this, but in our own little ways.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, it's easy to sit here and say how reckless that he was, but in his mind, you know, I'm the Michigan football coach, and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. You know, like, that's just, and again, that's a bad choice, but no, he doesn't probably view it in that moment as making a bad choice. He's just doing what he wants to do as the Michigan football coach.
Well, then if the charges are true about the whole,
right,
you wanted her to do the, you know, and then you go over there,
right,
that's more about your power, right?
Which totally,
you
have,
and
totally,
you can't, it cannot get to that point. But my point,
right,
well, I think we're all capable of that. Hopefully we're, yeah, all fighting that off and never get to a point like that. But
yes,
I have to tell my, I don't say that couldn't be me, as in,
yes,
I'm better than him, or I've graduated to some,
for
point,
sure,
where I wouldn't make those decisions. You just pray to God that you wouldn't, if in those shoes, that you can keep your right mind and continue to make right, good, righteous decisions.
But I again, the pattern is just so, I mean, it's been established over many years and many,
oh, yeah,
different coaches, all walks of life. Doesn't matter who they are. I mean, Mel Tucker, Ward Manuel, Bobby Petrino, Rich Rod. I mean, I didn't even remember the Rich Rod until Wolken brought it up, but it happened. He had some kind of relationship, you know. So it happens all over the country. It's happened before. I mean, Rick Pitino, right? Rick Pitino, it wasn't a subordinate, but it was, you know, in a damn restaurant booth, you know. I mean, it's just, it's a landmark up there now. They've got it marked off. You go by and you just walk by the booth.
Is that true?
No, I made that up. But, I mean, you get it. I mean, it's like that. Everybody remembers that story. So, you know, again, I agree with your fundamental point that, you know, let he who, you know,
I don't know how the saying is, but you know, the part of it that's I think the, you know, where you shouldn't ever go is the alleged, you know, crime part of this, breaking in, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he's lost his mind, it appears.
Yeah, and you know, stalking and things along those lines. So obviously, I mean, threw away a $40 to $50 million. I mean, he's 39 years old.
And yeah, that's gone. It's his wife and kids. I pray for
right.
Her and him as well, to find to recover from this. Maybe you're going to have something to come out of this that's going to help somebody else. Like you don't want to just write a man's life off because he made an awful, you know, egregious,
right?
Not just one mistake, a series of them apparently. But I think about the family that he did have, you know, and what now. Their lack of privacy probably around this, how they're going to respond to him, and just for those kids, man, thinking about them, because he's in many ways potentially wrecked that family.
Yeah, he was going to make $16.5 million over the next 3 years, and it's just hard to believe that, you know, he's going to be ever doing this again. Although, you know.
Petrino got another shot.
He
again,
did.
But
he
Petrino did. wasn't going to homes and breaking in,
right.
And I don't believe getting criminal charges, maybe other than the record. I don't. It didn't get to this degree.
Did you catch who the interim was, by the way?
Interim at
Michigan?
No.
The former Charlotte coach.
Pogey. Biff?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Biff?
Yeah.
Biff.
Pogey.
Yeah. Pogey. You know, Memphis used to pack him up once a year, a tradition unlike any other.
Well, he's going to get packed up as soon as they... You know, they'll appreciate his services on interim, but when they get that new coach in there.
I mean, if it's Jed Fish, I mean, that's fine. I mean, he's been involved. His name has come up for a lot of jobs.
It was on the athletic list yesterday.
Yeah, he was involved. Florida, you know, at least his name came up for it. You know, a bunch of other openings, but I don't know. He's fine. He's been at Arizona. He's, you know, been at Washington for 2 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't blow me away, but, you know, you're not in a great situation right now.
Folks were reminding me that we had the Tick Price situation.
Oh, yeah.
And Tick did work again.
He did. He got a couple jobs after Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to the greatest era in the history of Memphis basketball.
Mm.
Chinua Douglas.
Yeah.
I think we need to put a statue up of not of Tick, but of Chinua outside of the practice facility. Now maybe that's too controversial for y'all
to get Cal here. Now, no need. We paid our homage when he came.
Well, that's I just want to pay homage to Chinua. But yeah, he got a job. What two years later at McNeese State
again? Didn't come unraveled necessarily.
No,
this
he did
way
not.
That,
he did not.
That
no.
Sharon did. That's gonna leave some folks. Again, but can he work himself back up after years out? You know, go positions
yeah,
coach and all
39.
That, and work at a lower level. He's
yeah.
so young; you would think there's a chance, but
yeah.
And maybe again, some of this was you talk about just mentally, you know, deranged decisions, perhaps that he could explain and all that. But I'm you know, that's all for him to deal with at this point. All we can do is try to learn from these sorts of lessons.
According to Nicole Auerbach, who was in, I guess she's in court. The prosecutor says that Sharon Moore and the woman had an intimate relationship for a number of years. Our victim broke up with the defendant on Monday morning. She presented herself to the school and corroborated the fact they had a relationship. She says that Sharon Moore went to the woman's house, grabbed butter knives and kitchen scissors and threatened to kill himself, threatened her that my blood is on your hands. Now
they said Michigan had asked. I thought there was some reporting that Michigan asked him to go ahead. You have to fire her, and that's when she came back. You're saying she identified it after she broke it off.
That's according to the prosecutor.
Him.
According to the prosecutor
right.
says
that's her right.
That
okay.
that she presents. I guess
that's
she,
her side.
You know,
that's prosecuting him. Right.
Disclosed to the university that this was happening.
Right.
And then that's when they acted, and it all got out. You know, he goes to, you know, the woman's house and grabs a butter knife and threatened to kill himself. Which I don't think you could do, but with that, but you know, either way, obviously not in a good headspace.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It speaks to his,
yeah,
you know, mental capacity at that point. It was very low, obviously.
Yeah,
making all kinds of deranged decisions. So I'm talking about that movie falling down. You're just you're not in your right mind.
That guy just absolutely crashed out just because he was stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
Michael Douglas.
I think it was going. Wife was,
he was.
Losing his job as well. Got laid off and
got
all
laid off.
Built up.
And then he just
rich folks talking to him crazy.
He had a, and then he just went on to have just an absolutely maniacal day.
Yeah, walks through the town just ready to just be destruction.
I mean, it's we all have days falling like down. That, you know, I mean, it's you know.
That just reminded me of that movie. This guy, he'd lost it. He wasn't in his right mind.
They used to call it. They used to call it going like postal.
Find his right mind in trying to recover from this, but he's rocked his family forever.
Yes, I actually am glad that nobody got hurt.
Yeah,
because he clearly was not in the right frame of mind. And I understand on some level because you're literally you are lighting at least $16 million on fire when this gets disclosed.
But that's what we don't realize we're doing that every time we lay down with her.
That's right. You know, that's exactly right.
You're risking. You're essentially doing that.
That's right.
You know, asking that you're basically hoping that you don't get caught, hoping that this doesn't come to light. She's somebody that's in the program, John.
That's right.
And folks know about it.
But let's also
bruh.
That's why he did it.
Bail.
It's like the human nature is to pursue things that are risky, right? To push the envelope and to try to go up to the obviously because he could have had an affair with literally any woman in Ann Arbor. I mean, literally any woman in Ann Arbor. Like, it doesn't have to be the damn special assistant to the head coach that you're hiring and giving a 55% because he wants to have that dynamic. He wants to, you know, feel the rush. He wants to be like, hey, every time this happens, I'm risking my entire career. And then eventually, the risk came out to play, and she disclosed. You guys had a falling out for some reason. She disclosed it. Now you're cooked. Now your career is over for the most part. You have to rehabilitate. You'll have to make an appearance on, some show at some point and show that you're, a different man.
His career is one thing. He can go work at a grocery store trying to see what he can salvage of that family. It's about life for him now.
It is.
I mean, that's got to be the priority at this point. You can go, you're going to be a regular person. You've probably, you may have squandered that chance to be special and make millions because of your rise in the college football world. But
right.
He can go be a regular man and go work at a factory,
yep.
Which is it might be what he has reduced himself to. He'd be seeing what you can do for them for your kids who you've embarrassed. I mean, yep. that's the issue for him now. And I pray for that family that they can find some peace through all this. They may have to clearly separate themselves from him. They might
move out of the city.
They might. I mean, like I said, Mel Tucker's wife divorced him. Quick, that stuff came out. She's living in the house with her mom now.
Yep.
Yep. You don't want to be associated with it in some of these instances. So,
yeah.
We'll see what he can salvage from that family.
Required viewing tonight, Falling Down. Is that going to be on VHS?
Well, anything Michael Douglas is, y'all know back when Michael was in his heyday, was great. So.
Was he in The Firm?
Michael Douglas in The Firm? I don't think so.
Okay.
That's Tom Cruise was the star. Yeah. I was trying to think if Michael was one of the bosses. He wasn't.
No, I don't think he was in The Firm. Yeah. He maybe should have been in
Thank
the firm.
Thank you, though, for
but he was not
a fine film made here.
In The Firm. Sharon Moore, we'll see. He'll have to face some judgment. One felony and two misdemeanors as a result of his actions earlier this week.
You ever see Romance in the Stone with him and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito?
I don't watch any of those movies.
I knew that would make you on just bringing up one. An old random Michael Douglas movie.
Matilda, maybe he was in.
Danny DeVito's still doing commercials with Eli Manning now.
Oh, he's back. He's so back.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito.
So he's still around.
Is he a good actor? I mean,
are you talking about great actor? Okay, and great Twins, actor. Arnold Schwarzenegger, made him a fortune, made Arnold a fortune. Danny was already a star.
Right.
What are you talking about?
He's just short, right? He's not a dwarf.
Correct.
Right. But he's just.
Good call.
Yeah. I almost use the M word.
He's a squat man.
Right, right, right. He is 5 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's charming.
Anyway, Romance in the Stone. Go put that on your watch list there with the 1993 flick Falling Down starring Michael Douglas.
I've got a list. I've got The Reckoning, then I've got The Falling Down.
Well, you're not going to watch
Romance
The Reckoning.
In the Stone.
But it's a similar story, it feels like, to this Sharon Moore, just in a different world.
No, I think you're exactly
right. Rise to power and
it's
you let it go
thing.
To your head.
It's the same exact thing.
It is, I swear. Last night, Kirk Cousins, how you like that? You like that?
I loved it, actually.
I thought he was done. And so had hoped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but Kirk Cousins of the Atlanta Falcons is not done, and they erased a 2-touchdown deficit last night. Less than 10 minutes left and it was the time that they had to do it, and Zane Gonzalez hit the 43-yard walk-off field goal to give Atlanta, which is out of the playoffs and was just playing spoiler. They talked about that all in the lead up to Prime in terms of why you want to watch this game. Well, Atlanta's going to play hard because they want to play spoiler. They did it last night, 29-28. There at Tampa. And the thing about Tampa, they were getting all their weapons back.
Yep.
Got McMillan back, but more importantly, got Mike Evans back. And Mike Evans was good after initially getting flipped a high Baker Mayfield throw. And boy, was he off all night long. You can tell he's bothered by that off-arm shoulder that's sprained. He's been playing with it, and it's clearly bothering him. But Mike Evans ended up with six receptions for 132 yards, his highest output since 2024. They were throwing touchdowns, Chris Godwin. And in the end, their defense could not get stops. And that has been their calling card over the years. And you wonder, I mean, what are the Bucs if they don't have a defense that can get stops against Kirk Cousins? He ended up going 30 of 44 for 373 and three touchdowns. A lot of it going to Pitts. Oh, my goodness. How about Kyle Pitts? 11 catches for a season-high 166 yards was the first three-touchdown game of his five-year career. We have always said Tony Gonzalez reminded me of something I didn't realize about Kyle Pitts. The highest drafted tight end ever? Kyle Pitts. Made that point. Yes, did he go eight or four? Either way, it's the highest. Tony Gonzalez said four. Kyle Pitts is the highest ever. I thought he said four. Maybe it's eight.
Wow, that's crazy.
Either way.
Maybe his number's eight.
Either way.
Yeah, he went fourth.
This dude went fourth. When he came into the league, we said this guy is a mismatch. He is a walking
problem.
He broke
all the rookie records, I'm pretty sure.
He had a great rookie season, but what have we said since? They have not used him correctly. And you wondered, is it just Atlanta constantly not utilizing him? Or has he fallen off? You know, is he not bringing it anymore because they had? Is a combination? Dude, last night he showed, and it's a contract year for him. He showed that this dude can be a problem in this league if you get him the ball.
Yep.
11 catches, 166. They could not tackle him. They couldn't cover him. And again, Tampa used to have a good defense. It does not currently at this point. Didn't mean anything for Atlanta except getting the bragging rights for Tampa. It put them in a tough spot. They're now half a game behind Carolina and the division they should have locked up. Again, the injury, I think, is playing a part to Baker Mayfield. Issue for Tampa Bay, the good thing for them is that they still control their destiny. They'll face that Carolina team twice here down the stretch. And so they'll have a chance to sort of to put them behind them themselves. That said, they're reeling right now, this Bucs team. And, yeah, Baker Mayfield had all the weapons back last night, but it didn't matter. Got sacked five times. He's trying to play through an injury, and I respect it. I salute him, but
right.
They're you saw how many passes he missed yesterday, and that offense, as talented as they are with all their weapons back, just couldn't get going. But more, the game was decided because the defense couldn't get that stop. Had a fourth down, fourth and 14 that they let Kirk convert.
Yep,
Kirk converted, and it was over.
Yeah, I could not believe that happened. Kirk Cousins leading that drive at the end of the game.
Yeah, I guess technically their offense had done enough, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they will
the Tampa offense if they hadn't.
Yeah, it gave them a two touchdown lead, yeah. You know, in the second half. I mean, I'm not sure what else they really reasonably should have done. I mean, they made some mistakes on that offside. You know, they're late. I mean, definitely you could pick nits if you wanted to, but at the end of the day, the defense let Kirk Cousins throw for 373 and three in 2025. He looked like the worst quarterback in football last year. And they let him come into their trap like that. And I don't know if their season is over. I mean, obviously they still have a chance to win their division,
yeah.
But they have really, really come apart here. Very disappointing. I mean, at one point they were one of the better teams in the NFL.
And he was in the talk for MVP.
He was. And now he is not. And they are not considered one of the better teams in the NFL. And, you know, they could win the division. Sure. I mean, it, I'm not necessarily compelled that much by Carolina, but I don't know, man. This Bucs team just doesn't feel like it's much of a threat, even if they do make the playoffs.
Well, usually it's about, you know, having enough offense to put with a defense that's pretty good. That's the issue this year. They got all these weapons. They can score points, but they almost have to be perfect now because that defense is...
I wonder if they move on from Todd Bowles.
Well, did you hear him last
night? Yeah, he hit like seven F-bombs.
So, and he doesn't do that.
Right.
And that's... They said that's behind the scenes, too. He's not a guy that curses or everything else, and Bowles is a defensive guy.
Yeah.
So to see them let go of the rope like that, I think you talk about that it was coming a little bit unraveled.
Yeah.
That went against his character, him doing all that cursing yesterday. Again, just showed how frustrated he is, and I think it's rooted in their defensive issues.
And he's a defensive guy.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
This is his job. He was talking about livelihoods. He's talking about his own. Not just the players, him. If I ain't got this side licked, boy, what do I have control of? That's what it felt like what was coming out.
I feel like if they don't win the South, he's going to get fired.
Bro, the way that it's gone and the fact that it's been the defense that's let them down.
Yeah.
Again, Baker's playing through injury. Like, it's hard to put this on him.
Yep.
You know, this fall, even though he's not playing at the MVP level anymore, when you're playing through injury.
Yep.
Defense has got to be able to, you know, hold opponents to, you know, 15, 20 right. points.
Because basically he has made the playoffs 3 years in a row. But it's only been by virtue of an absolutely horrendous division. Yeah, like he's won the division 3 years in a row.
This Carolina team should not be catching you.
That's exactly right. I think he's gone. I think he's even if they somehow win, you know, if they get embarrassed in the playoffs, I could see them saying, hey.
If they get the playoffs and lose, I could see them moving on.
Yeah.
But if he wins, he'll be fine.
Yeah, it's
That's the one thing about it, John. Their offense is slick. They got like 3-4 running backs they can throw at you too.
They really should be better than
Bucky
500.
And White.
They because Baker has played, like he hasn't missed games. And you know, from where I sit, I'm like, hey man, you're a defensive guy, and you just let 39-year-old Kirk Cousins just come in there and dice you up like
that's
that.
That's why he was cursing afterwards. Yeah.
And
that's on him.
Have you lost the team here? Like. Is that what's happening? Like, I just feel like we need a breath of fresh air. And that would immediately become the coveted job because you've got Baker, you've got Igbuka, you've got, you know, Bucky, you've got that defense.
McMillan, Mike Evans,
yeah.
Chris Godwin.
Yeah, that's going to become the coveted job in the NFL cycle. Like, if Tomlin left Pittsburgh, it'd be for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Soft division. You know what I mean?
In his last three games against the Bucs dating back to the beginning of 2024, Kirk Cousins has thrown for 1,158 yards, 11 touchdowns, and one pick.
Yep.
He's a Pro Bowler when he plays the Bucs.
Yeah. So
they revived him last night.
They did.
Congratulations.
And really good for – I have a wins pool that I'm in where we – me and nine other guys put $100 in. We draft a win. We draft teams. Whoever has the most wins, you get three teams, obviously, for 10 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has the most wins of their group will get the whole pot of money. And I had an unbelievable, you know, you wouldn't believe this, but I had a great draft. I drafted the Broncos, the Patriots, and the 49ers. It's all kind of randomized where you pick, right? Oh. And the guy that's like second place has the Bucks, the Colts, and the Rams. And the Bucks are sitting here at 7-7. Mm-hmm. And the Colts are back starting Phillip Rivers.
Maybe Phillip Rivers, yeah.
So
is that Riley Leonard's healthy? You really going to put him out there?
I honestly, I can't believe they're doing it.
You're going to get him killed.
But they seem like they're going to do it. I don't know. I mean, it feels like, again, a safety risk.
And then the other team was, I interrupted you, the third team was?
Rams.
Rams.
Rams
are, that's
yes.
His, that's
no,
the
he, they could win
on.
14 games.
Yeah.
But obviously the Colts and the Colts and the Bucks are falling off here.
Yep.
So I'm basically counting the money because I mean the Broncos have double digit wins already. The Pats are first, you know, in their division. They have double digit wins already, and the 49ers will have at least 11 wins this year because they're at 9 now. They got the Titans this weekend. They play the Colts. So
Broncos are a very interesting game this weekend against
huge
the Packers.
Game. Huge game. Like we're gonna find out what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you guys?
Oh, we know what they're about, which is close wins. Are they skating by? Or are they real?
Yeah, because the Packers like have very quietly, like they're just chugging along.
They are now.
They beat the Lions on what was it Thanksgiving or something mm-hmm. along those lines?
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
And then they just beat the Bears last week, close game, but they got it done. You know, now they got to go to Denver. Jordan Love has been playing lights out. This guy's been unbelievable, man. I mean, he really may win a Super Bowl.
I'll just throw this at you. The four games they've won in a row, you're saying Jordan Love, Giants, Vikings, Lions, Bears.
Yep.
Now, you tell me the great defense in that.
No, you're right.
So they had lost two previously, the Panthers and the Eagles.
I will give them credit for the Lions one, although they lost Amon-Ra. So that changed the game when he
it
went
really
down.
Did.
Because they are clearly different when he's in. As we saw against the Cowboys.
My own point is Broncos, a much better defense than any of those four,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a better test for them. And keep in mind, Bears were winning a touchdown tie in that game. One play, and it's
oh, I remember.
That's a
tie I was watching.
So Jordan Love, yeah, better. Got to stay good and do it against good teams and not make the fatal mistake at the end of these games.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see you again, Jordan Love, in Chicago. We got a cold one, too.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, he's coming to Chicago.
That's a threat, huh?
Yeah, we'll see him again. Now, if you want to take it as a threat, you take it as a threat.
I take it as a threat.
However you want to. We'll see him again on the 20th of December. Yeah, we got a cold one, one of the coldest games in Chicago.
Yeah, think. Yeah. I mean, it's
Shador coming in there going to be shaking this weekend.
That's right.
Although, cannot lose. This is a must-win for the Bears.
Oh, yeah, it's a must-win for the Bears. No Kyler Gordon, though. He got hurt in pregame warm-ups. It's a blow.
We're like the Grizzlies on defense. Just can't get right.
I feel like
can't have anything nice.
Getting hurt in pregame warm-ups is like the worst thing ever. How does that even happen? I mean, I guess anything can happen, but yeah. it would send
soft
me on
tissue
a
tissue injury, you
falling down, crash out,
yep. Non-contact.
You know, that's what that would do to me. Good NFL weekend coming up. We're rounding out, man. We're rounding this thing down.
Matters more for some of us that are in the fantasy playoffs than it does for others. We wish those folks good luck.
Thanks.
And to the rest, we wish you good luck next season.
And we'll need it, and hopefully some changes will come.
You know what, BC? I've got a son. He wants in. But we're going to need a league vote on whether Little Smooth, who proved himself as a co-general manager, but what it will mean, maybe some of them are listening. Somebody's got to go.
We need younger blood. I'm down with it.
But there has to be a
that's extremely
I'm
young.
Glad we got your vote. Chris will appreciate it. What we've said is no father-son trading.
Okay.
Right? We would need to factor that in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think
you all agree on that
I agree with that.
No, I think, well, we have veto. You know, we do have the veto option. I don't want to say that you and your son can't trade, because if it's a fair trade, then it's a fair trade.
We're both fine with it. I mean, I don't do trades, basically. No one ever trades with me.
Didn't you trade with Mills 2 years ago?
I think
you got like a quarterback, or you sent a quarterback to him. I think you did pull one off. I mean, it wasn't the deal of the century like the one I got that still didn't get me to the playoffs.
Very embarrassing.
Because again, Jonathan Taylor ain't done nothing the last 4 weeks, much like Justin Jefferson. Terrible pick. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought that Justin Jefferson, even with bad – because Jamar Chase had Flacco, man, and he was just spamming him.
I didn't mean to make you sound like Todd Bowles, and all of a sudden your frustrations are coming out.
I don't have any problem with CJ in the league, but –
Thank you for welcoming him.
It would be more like, I'm going to drop this guy.
Yeah.
You know – I am not going to be able to surveil.
They call that collusion.
What's happening in the home once you leave here, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to have to trust and hope that there would be none of that talk going on. You know what I mean?
Will he be our youngest ever general manager, or if Hasseltine or anybody had any of their kids in?
Before? Oh no!
He will be our youngest. So he'll come in. That okay? Historic.
We'll have to have a survivor for the
kind of like Bronny
who gets the boot.
Ours feels a little more real than Bronny and LeBron.
Yeah, I mean,
he's earned it.
Everybody, relax.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't just daddy pulling up. This boy drafted A-Chain.
Yeah, he did. But we're gonna have to do a survivor boot for who gets you know exiled from the island here.
That could be the tougher part,
right? Because we've never had to do that. We've never had to actually tell somebody. Well, you don't even have to tell them. You just don't invite them back, right? You just you kind of Irish
they
buy them.
They just don't get the email.
Exactly.
You almost threw Bennett out that 1 year when you got sideways about some trades.
No, that was
was that Bennett?
It was Hogan and Giannotto.
That's it. Yeah, you were on edge.
And then Giannotto said, "I'm never playing in this league again." And
that's what happened.
And he did not.
He kicked rocks on our league.
He was like Notre Dame. He took his ball and went
did,
home.
He did. He's like, if you guys are not going to let me make deals in this league, I'm not going to be a part of it. And I, you know what? I respect it. But it was a terrible deal.
Bavakwa.
It was a terrible deal for Hogan. Hogan was like, I needed Aaron Jones. At this point, like, you know, Jalen Hurts was averaging like 4 touchdowns a game, you know. Like, why in the world? Just, you know, Jalen Hurts is a running back, okay? And he also throws. He shouldn't be, you know, just like Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor should have never been traded. But, you know, I did send back 2 for 1. So it was a
And he's still running, Nico.
Yeah,
he should.
Thanks to you.
He should still run Nico. But look, I'm in. But again, some parameters are going to have to be established.
Okay, we'll do that.
And again, I'm less worried about the trades because we get to weigh in on those.
That's true. I didn't think you do have veto power. Yeah. You could just cut it down.
But it'd be more like I'm going to drop this guy at 1 o'clock, and then at 1:01, you know, CJ picks him up. Right. You know, that's the kind of thing that I'm going to have to be. And if that does happen, I do think it's going to be vacated. The wins are vacated for both teams. And you're ineligible for the postseason.
Pretty strong punishment. Wow. But we're willing to do that because we're honest people, as you know.
Yeah. That's right. So all we ask
very
is
very honest people.
All we ask is honesty. And I think it'll be. And you know who else is honest? Kirk Cousins is an honest person.
Yeah, way to bring that home.
He's a man of integrity. And that's why God smiles upon him.
Every time he plays the Bucks.
Amazing.
God smiles.
Absolutely amazing. All right, tomorrow, 2:30, can I get you interested in Memphis-Louisville?
Oh, yeah. I watched that Baylor game. I'm seeing some folks getting coached up, dare I say.
Step up in competition, obviously, because you're going from a Baylor team that replaced basically everybody to a Louisville team that is number 11 in the country.
And plays 10.
And it's there at the Yum Center.
Yep.
So, you know, I expect it to be a very, very raucous crowd. Memphis has played on the road at Ole Miss. This will be a different crowd. Ole Miss was still in football season. They were still trying to, will their team to the playoffs. So, again, very different situation altogether. Look, it'd be great if Memphis wins. We'd come in here on Monday. We'd celebrate the hell out of it.
Oh, I mean, some real awesome juice to the season. I say you get this win,
but
like a road win,
you can actually still get some things accomplished if you keep this game within the number.
Agreed.
I mean, that's the
Even if you don't, your big thing's covering. Well, you've accomplished something.
Well, if you keep it within the number, like your net rating should go up with a loss, right?
Good point.
I mean,
you're right.
If KenPom has you his 14-point loss, you lose by 6.
I'm with you.
You know, you go up some. Right. It's not going to change your season, but like ultimately, you're just trying to climb the ladder. You know, rung by rung here. You get blown out. That's gonna hurt you. It's gonna hit your net rating. Now again, we've talked about it. At large is a fat chance at this point, but you have opportunities. You win this weekend, again, huge underdog. But if you win this weekend and then you got Vandy on Wednesday, you win that one, you win at Mississippi State. I mean, these are super, 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 super unlikely wins. Mm-hmm. At least the first two are. I mean, you could be an at large if you go 3-0. I mean, you could be on the bubble there. I mean, you'd be what, 7-4? I mean, you'd be at large for sure going into conference play, because then you'd have Alabama State. You'd be 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 8-4 with wins at Louisville, Vandy, Baylor. You're an at large. Again, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
You know, if you go 1-2, you're not going to be. You're not gonna, 6-6 ain't going to get you there. But I mean, it's, you know, honestly, better than I thought it might have been after that Wake Forest loss.
Right.
I mean, because you win Baylor, that was the one you had to win Baylor. They won as a 3-point underdog, kind of saved your hopes of that.
Well, to me, and just to dovetail on what you said there, it was the way you won, right? What you were able, you coached up some guys. You got more out of Zach Davis. You got more out of Aaron Bradshaw. And hopefully, John, I mean, you, I know he started out pretty well, but they lost Dane Danger for a moment there last year, and Penny benched him. He made him watch film, and Dane Danger came back basically playing at an All-American level the rest of the way. Penny has shown through seasons that he does have the ability to get guys to play better and to coach them up. And we've talked about the work they're obviously doing with Aaron Bradshaw individually as a team, because they've got to get it out of him, frankly, with the investment that he is. And so not even in a loss, even if they don't cover, but more importantly, John's right. I mean, hopefully you're close and it'll build up all your numbers. But if nothing else, that's what you want to see continue, is a coaching up of these guys, so that you can get to a point, John, at large, we can talk about whether they can get back in or not. What you want to know is that you've got the right guys in the right mix that's going to win you the American Conference Tournament.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what you're trying to get to. So you leave yourself no margin for error. I mean, there can't be at this point, because of the start. You've really got to focus on having the right guys and knowing whatever that formula is that's going to dominate the American. And like we said, it's not just winning the regular season title. You don't know for sure. You'll know more after these next, what, you get through these first 12.
Yep.
About what you could do if you've got a chance to be an at-large, but I want the right team by the time you get to conference play, so that you're dominating and you're winning that conference tournament title. That's the way in.
Yeah, absolutely. See,
it's the way you know you can get in.
Absolutely. They're 119 right now at net, so let's say you go to Louisville, you know, again, you're 14-point dog, 15-point dog, you keep it within a single digits, which I think Penny has shown he can do. He had a week to prepare. Unfortunately, you won't have Thetford. In this one, this is one I was really hoping he would play in, because he brings that energy.
But where's Tulsa on that net?
Yeah, so Tulsa's kind of gamed it.
And the rest of the American.
Tulsa's 46.
See?
Yeah.
That's actually a win now in terms of an opportunity, where we looked in conference, where you just say there's nothing.
Wichita is 73, South Florida 74.
You got three teams right there.
UAB's 101, Florida Atlantic's 110, and then Memphis 119.
Those road games there will be possible quad ones if they stay there. We'll see, now, you don't expect them to Tulsa to necessarily stay there, but they will be better opportunities than you've had previously the last couple of years when there was essentially none last year.
Exactly.
What was it, North Texas? Was it North Texas on road was your best one?
And you didn't play there.
That's right. You didn't get it.
Yeah. North Texas, by the way, is 2-0-1 at the net.
Woo.
New coach, not going so hot.
And you said South Florida's what?
South Florida's 74.
Okay.
So,
and Torvik thought them best team coming in. Yes. Tulsa has come in and, as you said, gamed the system.
Yeah.
They are blowing out bad teams.
Exactly, yes.
And when you do that, you can rise in the net. That's why it's flawed. That's why the net is flawed.
It is flawed. So, I mean, the fact that we can't devote too much attention to it, you know, in December, but
it can help your resume technically in your numbers.
They beat Oklahoma Christian, which I don't even think is a Division I school, by 43. They beat Manhattan Christian, same thing, by 51. I mean, that, you know, San Jose State by 30. I mean, that's all about the margins there. It's not about the opponents. And that's why it's like, you know, we talked about Memphis scheduling. You got to start thinking about incorporating some more of these. Because in a way, if you do it really right, you know, you still have marquee games, but you're not playing eight of them things to where you're getting your head cracked. You know, this week is crazy for Memphis.
Don't you kiss any chance of attendance goodbye? I get what you're saying.
You're right. And I mean, that's a fair point.
Your thing is about seeding.
No, that's an interesting. I mean, yeah, because you will sacrifice. I mean, you're having a hard time as is.
And so, I start bringing in three more bums.
I wouldn't bring. I wouldn't go so low as Manhattan Christian or whatever.
Just
a little bit more balance.
Maybe it's two.
More Alabama States.
I'm just saying.
By the way, Alabama State and Tony Madlock pushed Missouri last night. Only lost by 8. They were 28 point dogs.
That man knew what he was doing, man. Get a chance to coach his son. Knew it was going to be a chance to be special.
Yep.
They've already made the tournament once.
Yep. Won a game.
When is somebody going to give him a chance, man, to climb up for real?
I know, bro.
He's a good coach, dude.
He could easily upgrade some American program.
Man, easily should be a coach in this conference.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
But he's done it so long. I mean, Tony's earned more.
He's just
more.
Not a hot name.
Yeah.
He's just not going to be a hot name. I hate to say it. But, like, you know, I mean, let me just look at some of the let me look at, like, where would he make sense?
He makes sense at a Tulsa. He makes sense at a freaking – I mean, I think he'd make sense at a South Florida with his history of everything else.
You know, if UAB opened up
– Absolutely makes sense.
I would look right at Tony Madlock, to be honest. You know, I mean, UTSA has Klontz.
I mean,
he's 6-6.
North Texas, you said, is struggling right now. I don't know what, you know.
They're struggling the net. They're 11-2, but this is football. What the
I was going to say, no, yeah.
This is football. Sorry, I'm on
11-2, and they're in 200 in the net?
But yeah, I mean, those are the
my point, any team in the American,
right?
But you're right about UAB's a good call. I wouldn't want to see Tony twice
because he beat him.
Mm-hmm. Remember, this year he beat him.
So, I mean, that's exactly I mean, East Carolina lost to App State last night. I mean, I know there's no ties, but you know, I would look at that. Charlotte, I mean, I know, and they just hired
Tony. Should be making American coach money, or if not better than that, you know, by far the dues he's paid and the coach he's shown he is.
I mean, he's won a tournament game. There ain't that many coaches out there that the American would be able to get that's won a tournament game.
Dude, and he was playing Auburn tough.
He was.
With a bunch of dudes that were not on Auburn's
He sure
level.
Was, man. That was weren't they like tied or even leading in that first half? I mean, yeah, you're right. Tony Madlock is a great coach.
He is, man.
He just never had resources. I mean, other than his son, and now that his son's moved on, he's still showing that.
Yeah, I love Tony.
You know,
he's a good coach.
He can be competitive.
Yep.
So especially at a stop like Alabama State, you lose that production. Amar Knox gone. So not easy, man. Not easy what he's doing. But I was proud to see
that. His kid is a player too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could have played here.
Absolutely right. No question about that. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Parthu Pandya is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis, Louisville, the rest of this season, and more. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, yes.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, J&J, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Part of the pod guy is going to join us. At 125, we'll talk to him about the Memphis and Louisville matchup this Saturday. I really, while we're on the subject of games like this, I really just need to find a way to get that Tennessee. Just one more. Give me one more before I leave this earth.
Got to wait on Rick to step down. And
well, he's 5-4, so hopefully it happens sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's another thing. They get the right coach in there that understands the importance. Rick has obviously decided in his mind that it's not worth it to him. But
I think the next coach will, just because the AD gets it, right? And just anybody who's the next coach, because the AD, unless it's somebody that just comes in and has a personal problem with Memphis or Penny Hardaway,
right?
But will understand this is good for our program because we fill up Thompson Bowling when they come to us, and it's great for them. And it's not just the state watches, but the rest of the nation. Real quick, I liked your column. About this Memphis-Louisville thing, you touched on rivalry, not same, but you also touched on something we talked about yesterday. You know, you factor in this Charles Huff hire and how it does factor in the sense that if this is ever going to feel good again, Louisville-Memphis, it would, you know, ideally be his conference mates.
Absolutely.
Like you've had in the past when there was, you know, bad blood between you, and you don't get there. You know, by being great at basketball, you get there by being great, hopefully, is the formula, being great at football, because it is. Those two things are tied together, and it's why Memphis basketball, frankly, needs Charles Huff to be great at his job. I think that's ultimately what John and I have decided is the big save for Memphis basketball, to get butts in seats again, to get real juice and real, to use Penny's word, fandemonium again.
Yep.
You know, it's not, you know, scheduling as tough as you can the non-con. It's actually getting the juice of being one of the big boys
and
being in those conferences. And so I thought you hit the nail on the head.
Well, thank you.
In terms of how football can contribute perhaps to saving basketball, getting us at least back to a point where there's real juice again about it, because you're in the power structure and you're seeing some quality opponents and maybe even a Louisville a couple times a year.
Exactly.
What a life that would be again if you could.
Bro, they play Duke and Carolina and Syracuse, and I mean it's just insane what they do in basketball. Like you can't even quantify the difference. Yep. I mean,
we can't go back and change our, you know, we can lament it, but we can't go back and change our history and what Louisville did and what we didn't do and everything else. What hopefully can happen now is you maximize what you have in football, and maybe again that can be the thing that at least the power brokers say wow, Memphis does have true value.
I mean, there's no difference between Memphis and Louisville, bro. They're the same. They're the same university. They're both urban universities that are in the shadow of the state university, and you know they're in cities. They're not. You know, they're both quote unquote commuter schools. Would be my guess in Louisville. Like, the only difference is that in the late '90s, early 2000s, Louisville prioritized football. They won the Conference USA Football League in 2000. They won it again in 2001, and the Big East expanded. The Big East expanded, and they saw, hey, Louisville's got a great football program. They won their conference 2 years in a row. We're taking them.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history. They've been taken in every round of realignment since then. They got taken. When the Big East dissolved, eventually became the American. But then they got a life raft very shortly after that from the ACC mm-hmm. when it expanded. And why did that happen? Because they've been good in football. They had Lamar Jackson. They had BCS wins with Charlie Strong in the Sugar Bowl. Again, they won the league in 2001. So they have just had great timing as well. I mean, they just have great timing. Like, if Memphis had won to the its league 2 years in a row, anytime realignment had happened, you'd think, man, you got a chance. Like, in 2021, the Big 12 expanded. Memphis was coming off of a weird kind of year with Silverfield and Norvell had left. You kind of worried a little bit. You're like, is Memphis going to just go back to being blah with Silverfield? And they ultimately, unfortunately, did. And then the Pac-12 thing wasn't really going to work financially, so that doesn't even count. You really haven't sat here and missed anything as of, you know, yet. But you got 2 years. Because if this is going to happen in 2030, it's going to happen in 2028.
Right.
I mean, that's the reality. You know, those invites are going to start getting sent.
Right.
So it's got to happen now. And I really hope it does. Because if it does, it's transformative.
That's why it felt like, again, maybe your chance was going to pass you by if you had to go along with Ryan Silverfield and he was going to continue to not make conference championships, and why you had a frustrated Todd Bowles-like partner over here going nuts about the chance that you're missing, possibly missing our window. So I talked about the blessing on that day that you woke up and found out that Arkansas had hired Ryan Silverfield. John sent me the text.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.